Now, Emily, let me just ask you, because there's an interesting paper this week looking at reefs and why they recover so badly, and it turns out it's all down to seaweed.
Yeah, no, that's right. So seaweeds, which are also known as macroalgae, can unleash a chemical arsenal which is toxic to the corals, which might explain why the damaged reefs are recovering so poorly. So writing in PNAS, the Georgia Institute of Technology researcher Douglas Rasher and his colleagues studied the sensitivities of three different coral species to eight different types of seaweed. They would bring the two together, as might occur in a coral reef, and this resulted in bleaching of the coral, reduced photosynthesis, and even death. So the physical proximity wasn't the cause, the scientists confirmed, because when plastic models of the offending macroalgae were substituted for the real thing, the corals remained healthy. Instead, it turns out that the seaweeds secrete a cocktail of oil-soluble chemicals called terpenes. These can rub off on the corals, killing them. The seaweeds most likely use the chemicals as a means of antimicrobial defence, but corals can lose out when the reefs damaged by human activities and climate change are then invaded by the macroalgae. This is allowed because they can gain a toehold as the fish that would normally eat them, the herbivorous fish, are not there because of the damage to the environment. And this, say the scientists, may well explain the poor rates of recovery seen on many damaged reefs.
Well, that's fascinating. So you damage the reef, the fish go away. If the fish go away, they don't eat the seaweed. So the seaweed overgrows and the seaweed poisons the coral, which is trying to regenerate. So it's a vicious circle and the reef never gets better.
Yeah, no, that's right. So it's not that they're trying to kill the coral, but that it's a side effect.
Gosh. So what's the sort of scale of this? How much reef loss is there?
Well, it's actually a much bigger problem than people realise. The rate of tropical rainforest loss is always talked about, but the Indo-Pacific reefs are shrinking at 1% a year, so we're actually losing the reefs at a faster rate than tropical rainforests.
Well, that's a worry, isn't it? Is there anything we can do about it?
It's very difficult, so you've got to try and keep the reefs very clean and also try and reintroduce the fish that can then eat these seaweeds, and that's one way of dealing with it.
Well, let's hope so, because, of course, reefs aren't just about pretty fish and marine wildlife. I mean, they sustain whole communities and things as well, with people exploiting them for fishing and all that kind of thing. And if it's done sustainably, then they're a huge asset. But if we destroy them, it doesn't look like we're going to get them back very easily. Dominic.